Are you more afraid of failing, quote unquote failing, or are you more afraid of not giving yourself the chance to succeed? Welcome to the Let It Flow podcast solo episode. I'm your host, Alana Lima. In this episode, we will be diving into fear, the fear of failure, and how we can approach it in a way where we're transforming it from something that creates stagnation in our life to something that helps keep us moving forward in our divine path. Fear is something so interesting to think about. Is almost like a double-edged sword. Because if you think about it, although it has this power and this potential to create stagnation in our lives, to enforce our limiting beliefs, and to really hold us back, it also has this beautiful power to bring clarity to our lives, to show us and to point us in the right direction. It almost has the ability to tell us and to show us how to move forward. And so that makes me think, well, how can it be two things at once? How can it be so limiting and at the same time so freeing? And I always come back to the idea of perception and how we deal with fear within our own lives and how we let it control us or how we control it. So I think, you know, fear is one of those things that no one is completely free from experiencing. I think it's part of human nature. It's part of almost like, you know, consciousness to feel afraid or to feel scared about something. And although our fears are all different based on our experiences, based on our own personal persona, I think we can all empathize with each other on the idea of being scared of something, of maybe being scared of the unknown. Personally, for me, when I started looking back at my own fears, I noticed a lot of them had to do with fearing the unknown. So, for example, the fear of losing people I loved, or still losing people I love, you know, that fear is emphasizing, well, what would be like if I lost them? The unknown. Could I handle it? How would life change? That attachment. I don't want that person to go away. But it underlies this idea of the unknown, of what will happen if this happens. And that's where the fear almost stems from. And although this fear for me was something I held really close to heart for quite a while, now that I've grown a little more within my spiritual journey, I come to realize that there's no such thing as losing people. And that's, you know, a physical illusion that we humans have placed. And so that fear doesn't feel as strong to me anymore. But along with that fear, there was also the fear of failing. And again, it underlies this idea of fearing the unknown, because what does it really mean to fail? Well, for me, failure was always not getting the outcome I wanted to get from something and being disappointed in myself. And could I handle it? And wanting to avoid those feelings at all costs because I was afraid. I was afraid of what failure would do to me. And so let's talk more about this fear of failure, because I know this fear is something that plagues so many of us in so many ways. And you know, failure can be seen or can be interpreted in so many different ways, but the fear of failure, the fear of our outcome not being something we desired, can be applied to all aspects of life, really. Failure in, you know, a relationship not turning out how we wanted it to turn out, our career not turning out, or a career choice not turning out how we wanted it to turn out. failing in life in general, not meeting the expectations that we set for ourselves. And I think in some way, maybe more to others, less to some, but we can all relate with this fear, this underlying fear of the unknown, of, you know, this mystery of what really the future will look like, and the choices we make, the risks we take, and how risky we want to be with our lives. How much do we want to put ourselves out there? And so with the fear of failure, what's interesting about it is that when we let it take over us, when we let the fear of failure become so powerful that we're like, no, I can't risk failing at all, and we surrender to this fear, what we're doing really is emphasizing it, right? Well, at least in my life, I realized that the more I was scared of failing in something, the less I acted on it. So for example, let's say I had a project. I really wanted to do my essential oil blend line, right? And I was so scared. What if it fails? What if I don't sell one bottle? What if I spend all this time, all this money creating this beautiful line with so much intention and it doesn't go anywhere? What if, right? And then the fear of failure comes and it tells me, well, if you don't do it, then you don't have to experience it. You don't have to experience this possibility, this outcome that may turn out from it. And so it brings you this comfort, right? It tells you, you don't have to go through this. You actually don't have to go through this. And I think, speaking for a lot of us, I think a lot of times we surrender to this fear and we find comfort in it. And we say, you're right, maybe later, maybe next time, maybe later on in life, maybe I'm not ready, maybe it's not the right time. We find an excuse, right? We never say we're scared to fail. No, we're honestly saying we're proud, and we will. It's hard for us to ever admit to ourselves that we're doing something out of fear. But that's where we find the excuses. So whether we don't have the financial resources, whether we're just too busy, whether it's not the right time, right? And we find ways to self-sabotage, to procrastinate, to do something else, but not try this thing that we've been wanting to try for so long. And so do you see how the fear of failure can really hold us back from trying things out? But then think about it. Then I didn't start my essential blend line. Then you didn't start your project. You didn't start that business, that brand. You didn't apply for that job. You didn't travel to that place you've been wanting to travel for so long because you were scared of failing. So you could never get the outcome that you initially dreamed of and you were scared of not getting. You're not giving yourself the chance to do it. I wasn't giving myself the chance. And so, yes, I couldn't fail because I wasn't giving myself the chance. But in a way, look at it in the long term, I'm still failing because I didn't give myself the chance. So I'm still at ground zero. So perhaps I may be still stuck at the 9-to-5. Perhaps I'm still confused about what I want to do with my life. Perhaps I'm still in the same place I was 2 years ago, telling myself someday I'll do it. Someday, when I have more qualifications, when I have more degrees, when I have more money and more resources, more time. What an illusion it is that we set for ourselves. We set ourselves up for failure by trying to avoid it. And that's the reality of it. So really, you know, what I'm trying to pin here is that every fear has a double-edged sword. And every fear has a fear that can counteract it. And what do I mean by this? Is if you're scared of failing and it's stopping you, it's causing you stagnation, it's causing you to not push forward and do something that you've been wanting to do for the longest time, there can also be the fear of not giving yourself the chance to do it. So ask yourself, are you more afraid of failing, or are you more afraid of not giving yourself the chance to succeed? There will always be two fears in place. One of them will cause stagnation. It will keep you in the same place of ignorance is bliss, until one day it's not, right? And then there's always going to be the fear that counteracts it, that says, well, okay, you're afraid of failing, but are you more afraid of not giving yourself the chance and never knowing if you could succeed? The other day I was on a hike, and I've been working on a lot of personal projects. And although I've, experienced pushing through with fears more and more, fear is always going to be something that's going to be coming up, you guys. And it's something that we deal with and we have to deal with all the time. It's not something that, we conquer once and that's it. Because the more we conquer it, the more it's going to come up, because we're going to be doing bigger and bigger things. And so I'm at this point in my life where I'm crafting a program and I'm working with girls to help them tap into their full potential, right? And so there's so many underlying fears that come up for me during this personal journey. And so I'm consciously dealing with them. And, when doubts come up, I'm dealing with them. And so one day I was working on the program and I was very, very excited seeing it come to life, seeing it manifest. It's so beautiful. It just feels so aligned. But I started overworking and getting a little stressed out. So I decided it was time for a little break. And I went on a hike, and those poles in the street where it has signs that sometimes people put stickers on them or labels. But I guess this poetic poem society here in Hawaii, they were posting little messages all over the place. And I happened to run into them, one of them actually, on the hike. And it said, I can't remember exactly the words, but it was something like, you are only going to learn how to do it by doing it. And it was such a good reminder that there's no way for us to assume or to speculate how an outcome is going to turn out to be, or how we're going to learn how to do something, or when we're going to be ready for something, unless we do it. It was such a good reminder that we have to take action. No matter how scared we are, we have to take action, because that's the only way that we can learn, that we can understand what we want to be doing with our lives, that we can open up ourselves for more opportunities, for more clarity, for more self-understanding and self-discovery. And I say this because only after I started the essential oil blend line did I tap into so many other things that I was passionate about. Only after that did I make the connections that I have made now, that has led me to share my work with so many other people. And although right now, currently, creating essential oil blends is not my priority, because my priority is working with people one-on-one in my programs, I needed that stepping stone to be where I am today, to gain clarity on what I wanted to focus on what I wanted to do, on what felt aligned for me. There is no way that we can just skip all of this understanding and gaining clarity without actually putting ourselves out there and doing it. And, again, failure is so subjective, right? Because what truly is failing? There's no such thing. All right, we don't get the outcome that we wanted. All right, you set this up, and it didn't turn out the way you expected it to. But does that really signify failure? No, because I'm 100% sure within the journey, within the experience, you have gained something valuable. You have gained something valuable. Either it is a lesson, a understanding, the tools, the personal discovery of, yes, this is what I want to do and do more of it, or no, this is not what I want to do. Thank God I found this out now and not 10 years later when I finally got over this fear. We need to do things. We need to take action on what we like in order for us to understand where we want to go. And fear is the guide telling us what direction we should go on. Because all fear is telling us is what we care about. Fear is just telling us you really care about this thing. And that's why you're so scared of getting a different outcome, because you care so much. And if you care so much about something, shouldn't you be investing your time in it? Shouldn't you be doing it? And then think about it. Think about any excuses that you've ever set for yourself before. Think about any reason that you have created in your mind to stop you from doing something you wanted to do. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. Where do these excuses come from? Does it come from a place of fear? Because if we really want something, there's always something we have to invest. If we don't have the financial resources to do something huge, we definitely do to start small. We definitely, if we don't have the time, we have something else. We always have something we can invest that doesn't necessarily need to be financial. So I invite you to rethink this fear of failure, to rethink this fear if you are letting something hold you back because you're scared of the outcome that it will bring. If you have been restricting yourself from doing something because you are afraid of how it will turn out, I invite you to question where this is coming from. And it stems from a place of fear, then ask yourself, well, are you more afraid of failing, quote unquote failing, or are you more afraid of not giving yourself the chance to succeed? And then also be comfortable with the idea of your outcome not being what you wanted it to be. Allow yourself to be comfortable with the idea of your outcome to be something different, and that to be completely okay, because whatever you experience is valuable to you and is something that you needed to experience. So I invite you to step into your light, to step into fear and to hold fear by the hand and say, okay, since I can't completely avoid you, since I can't run away from you because I've tried, I will hold hands with you and I will let you guide me towards what I care for, towards what I truly want to do. And I will choose the fear that keeps me moving forward, because that's what's going to help me feel more and more aligned with my true being. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and that it helps you reevaluate your personal fears, the things that have been creating stagnation in your path and in your life, and how you can reword them, reconstruct them to help you move forward and push through instead of being held back. Thank you so much for being here and for listening into this episode. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, I am always so excited to hear from you. So you can reach out to me, to Taryn, to both of us on our Instagram, Radiant Healthy Living, Taryn Lay, or Your Lotus Within, and we are so excited always to be in contact with you guys. So thank you again for listening.